Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ray Keating being back on the show. Ray is a chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. And he is one of the great small business economists of our time. He is the publisher of their Small Business Survival Index, which is a gold standard for that research. He's also a novelist. And the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. So Ray, welcome back. And so when your mother tells people what you do, does she tell them that you're a novelist? Does she tell them that you're an economist? Does she tell them that you're or does she tell them that you're a frequent guest on Jim Blasingame's show? Which one does she do?
I don't think she really has a clue. She tells people he does something with writing, research, and that type of
thing. My mother told somebody one time. This came back to me from somebody else. They said my mother. They were talking about me with my mother, and my mother said, "I have no idea what he does, but he must be good at it."
Well, that's funny. The next Pastor Stephen Grant novel, which is titled Wine Into Water, is coming out soon.
And that's number 5 or 6.
That is number 6. And what's really interesting for your listeners is that there is a character, small role, Sir James Blasingame, who's in this book. And all I can say is that your super yacht, Jim, is targeted for a heist.
Oh man!
As it sits in the beautiful waters of Monaco, off Monaco.
I've been in the off the waters of Monaco.
Well, in your super yacht?
No, not really. That's funny. Well, I can't wait to read that. I can't wait to read that. So let's get back into the things that people really care about, and that's what's going on in the economy. You've started a series called the Gap Analysis, which is why is the economy behaving the way it's behaving, which is another way of saying underperforming. And so we've already talked about 1, 2, and 3. The first one was the GDP shortfall. The second one was the lost decade of private investment. I don't have the third one in front of me. Remind me about the third one.
Well, that's a biggie, entrepreneurship in decline.
There you go.
Millions of missing businesses, right.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about that last time. So now we're talking about the causes and results, right? Productivity shortfall, I should say. Productivity shortfall. That's a big deal. That's something that the average person doesn't contemplate much, right? The national productivity.
Right, and you know, when you economics 101 tells us that your earnings, the income you earn, is tied to productivity, and that is critical in terms of the national economy, in terms of GDP, and it goes all the way down to the individual, right? I mean, think about why people go to school. Why do people try to, you know, improve their skills? Why do they make investments in understanding technology and upgrading their technology? Why do companies make investments along those lines? Why do, you know, they want to make their workers more productive? You want to make yourself more productive. Why? Because that's how you go out there and make income and earn dollars in the marketplace. So productivity is critical. And when we look at the numbers, you know, it's just pathetic. I mean, that's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
When you look at what where we should be growing in terms of productivity, somewhere around 2%, give or take, productivity growth per year, and instead we're averaging, 0.4% over the last 5 years.
And see, that doesn't even track with all the other indicators, does it? Because unemployment, if you got a GDP that is growing, however slow it may be, you've got a lot of people who aren't working who probably would like to work, even though they say unemployment is down. I don't believe the U3 number, I think, is not a good number. But with the people who are working, creating some growth, and what by that I mean, it seems to me that we've got fewer people producing more GDP than ever before. You would think that productivity would be up a little bit, wouldn't you? A little bit more?
Well, it is up a little bit. I mean, let's say that.
But not like it was.
No, I mean, not even close. Even if you go back, you know, a little farther back to 2007 to, you know, basically the last decade, it's 1.1%. Yeah. Again, that's, you know, just
barely more than half of where we should be. But you're attributing it to a lack of investment.
Well, that's the bottom line. You know, when you look at the other analysis that we've done, how do you improve productivity? You have to make investment. Private sector investment is critical to productivity. You know, that's the investment in new machines, new technology.
Right.
So on, and that's not happening, and that's why we've got this when we, productivity.
When we come back, I'm going to call Ray Keating out on something that he disagreed with me about.
Uh-oh.
Once upon a time. And we'll see how he acquits himself after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.